Sometimes we think we've done everything and we haven't. We stop short. The end comes here with the harvest, when we are gathered into God's barns, not before. I'm reminded of the writing of C.S. Lewis. If you haven't read it, I suggest maybe you find a copy and read it sometime. C.S. Lewis, back in the 20s, or not in the 20th century, was a prolific writer, converted to Christianity. His specialty was literature. We know him for such things as the Narnia letters and other books that he wrote. One particular is called the Screwtape Letters. In the Screwtape Letters, Lewis is writing as if he were part of a demon conference. And the devil is trying to encourage his minions about how to attack, how to sow discord, how to create doubt. So I'm reminded of that in with this as well, because that's his purpose, to create and wreak havoc in the world, but more specifically in the church. There are writers who tell us, like John Milton in Paradise Lost, Paradise Regained, and others who talk about war in heaven. Even the scripture mentions it, when the devil was thrown out because he thought he could run things better than God. He's still trying to run things, and he still thinks he can do it better than God. But in the end, no. For in the end, only the righteous are left. Notice here in this parable, because of the way that Jesus has it handled, in the harvest, none of the wheat is lost. None. So my message to you today is, grow into what God sowed in you. Grow into the wheat that God has planted in you. Become that wheat and become part of God's harvest. That's the power of Christ within us, to enable us to stand in the face of the enemy as Jesus himself did. To be what God has called us to be. It's Jesus' work within us that recreates in us, that brings the healing to us, that strengthens our faith, that strengthens our resolve. He joins us with our burdens and our troubles. Because he has touched us with his Spirit. Our closing hymn, an invitational hymn today, is 367. If God has spoken to you this morning in this message and in this scripture, maybe you haven't given it your all yet. It's a time for a fresh start, a do-over. Let Jesus set you on that road. I would also add, if you're here today, you're not a member of our church, but you would like to become a member by any of the means that we receive members, I would ask you to speak to me at the end of the service as well. The altar will be open for you if you'd like to come and pray as we sing 367.